Now, in contrast, one of the other patterns, and then we'll start to wrap it up here, is the way that AI is being used in areas like experimental physics or cosmology or astrophysics. And in these situations, you have some kind of complicated experiment. This is like the particle collider, or you could imagine it's a telescope or what have you. It's collecting some data. And the machine learning and AI algorithms are part of the data analysis pipeline. So they're collecting the data, they're analyzing the data. It's sort of like the souped up version of like, is this a car or a horse or something? You're looking at the data, you're trying to identify what's going on in the data and to help automate and improve the data analysis pipeline that then leads to claims of scientific discovery. There's no additional like follow-up. I mean, this is like part of the actual process of claiming the discovery. So in this situation, mistakes really matter. And so you got to be much more careful, and you really need to be able to calibrate these systems or understand how to quantify the uncertainty of using them. And I won't go into any details, but there's a lot of progress that's been made there. And so if you want to trust AI more, having a bunch of scientists that are skeptical about the use of it, and figuring out how do you convince me that it's not doing something wrong is like a good place to start. So scientists are really contributing into the trustworthy AI space.